So you have to do specific speed work tailored to the 5K. And you want that dichotomy in what we're running throughout the week. So I ran faster, we run faster, but we recover well the next day with our easy run.
If you are constantly worried about getting injured or you don't know how to get faster as a runner and you want to continue to run for stress relief, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Healthy Runner, the only place that provides you with training tips, injury recovery, and prevention tools with actionable strategies by experts in the running industry so you can develop a stronger running body and feel confident that you can overcome any obstacle as a runner. I'm your host, Dr. Dwayne Scotty, avid runner, running physical therapist and coach, educator, founder of Spark Healthy Runner, where we help dedicated runners get stronger, run faster, and enjoy lifelong injury-free running with the perfect online running coach, even if you've been told to stop running with an injury or you think coaching is just for fast runners. Learn more about our signature coaching program at learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com. Every week, we help a runner just like you learn how to consistently get in your mental clearing miles and even hit PRs well into your 40s, 50s, and beyond. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or follow the show on Spotify so you don't miss the next episode. Thanks for joining me. Now on to the show. This episode is powered by UCAN. Whether you are looking for food to eat before a run, or even during a run, and you don't want it to upset your stomach, or if you're looking for that mid-morning or afternoon snack to power you through your workday, I have the jack of all trades UCAN product for you. It is their great tasting energy bars. My personal favorite is the salted peanut butter, which is dairy free, but I have many clients who just love the chocolate fudge energy bar. No matter which flavor you choose, you really can't go wrong because each bar packs a punch without compromising your health. With gluten-free ingredients and low sugar, they provide up to 75 minutes of steady energy with no spikes, crashes, or jitters to remain easy on your stomach. You know how important it is to implement a simple, easy-to-use nutrition strategy to fuel your body in order to grow as a runner. Fuel smarter now and get 20% off of all of your UCAN orders just for being a part of this community. Simply go to UCAN.co/healthyrunner. That's UCAN.co, not .com, or just click the special link I have for you in the show notes and grab your 20% off when you pop in the code healthyrunner. Go ahead and give this versatile tool in your runner's toolbox a try. I know you're just going to love UCAN's energy bars. Now let's get into this week's episode. Have you been stuck in a 5K plateau and you just want to run faster? Have you been focusing on the marathon or the half marathon distance with training and you want to test your fitness at a 5K, but you don't know the best strategy? Or have you tried to run fast for a 5K, but you always seem to get injured? If any of these describe you, then this is the episode for you. I just ran 2 5K races for the first time in 2.5 years, and I had some struggles with the first because it was a long time since I raced this distance, and I want to share with you what I learned and implemented into the second one that brought me my fastest 5K time in 8 years. So whether you are new to racing 5Ks or you have run almost 30 5K races like I have, this episode is for you. And if you're ready to take your 5K performance to new heights, don't miss out on this educational session, which I'm going to share 6 actionable strategies you can implement into your 5K race. Let's get started right now. My name is Dr. Dwayne Scotty. I'm a running physical therapist, coach, educator, and founder of Spark Healthy Runner. And my mission is to preserve the health and longevity of runners everywhere by allowing them to get stronger, run faster, and enjoy lifelong injury-free running. And the problem is, as we grow in our running journey, I think it's a natural fit that we really want to test longer distances first, and we want progress in mastering
each level, right? You do a couple 5Ks, you feel like you master it, and then you move on to the 10K. You're like, can I run 6.2 miles? And then you go on to the half marathon. You're like, 13.1, can I conquer it? Right. And maybe you work on getting some PRs, you get better at the half marathon distance. And then you're like, I want to run a marathon. And then you even maybe want to do an ultra marathon or challenges like I did in Disney for the Dopey Challenge this past January. And 7 to 9 out of 10 runners we know listening to this right now are going to get injured at some point. And one of the most common reasons runners get injured during training is not having enough strength in your muscles to tolerate the demands of training that you're doing as a runner, and not having a properly progressed plan and making runner errors. So there are simple strategies that you can implement to tolerate the demands that 5K training affords us. And I know how hard it is. Like, trying to grow as a runner is super overwhelming. Right? Like, for instance, have you ever wanted to develop a stronger running body so you can stay healthy to withstand a 5K training cycle? Or have you ever wanted to run faster to conquer a PR at your 5K goal race? And if you don't have a plan to execute a 5K training cycle and a race day strategy, here is what's at stake. Really, what you're going to feel is your legs are going to constantly feel heavy during your runs, and you just feel like you can't go faster, or you keep getting injured every time you add speed work for a 5K specific training, or you guess instead of following specific targeted exercises that will help you run faster and recover properly. You think you're just getting too old for running. You're like, I can't do that. I did that in my 20s, or I did that in my 30s, right? And your running keeps getting slower. And that leads to frustration, feeling constantly overwhelmed with the amount of information out there. And honestly, I don't want that for you. And we at Spark Healthy Runner don't want that for you. And we have a plan on how to get stronger as a runner so you can keep doing the thing that you love to run for longevity. And it's not a plan that most adult runners are following. And as a running physical therapist and coach, I've given thousands of runners a plan for optimizing strength for running, and our plan will work for you too. So all you need to do is listen to this training on 5K specific training and race strategy. That's step one. Next, download, step two, is download your 6 steps to growing as a runner free ebook. And then the third is you need to perform strength training consistently on a weekly basis and execute a smart training philosophy that we're going to talk about in this training today to start feeling stronger, healthy, and more confident in growing as a runner and conquering your next 5K goal race. And back when I first started my running journey at age 31, the New Haven Road Race was my first ever race, and it was a 5K. And for context, I've run a total of 29 5K races in now my 13-year running journey at this time of this recording. And yes, I did go back and actually counted each 5K race because I actually didn't know how many 5K races I have raced before. And that first race, I ran in a total time of 21 minutes and 20 seconds, which is a 6:52 pace, which is actually pretty darn good for a novice runner who was a quote unquote gym rat. And, you know, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just started running and I needed to do it to get back in shape after my hip surgery. And over the course of 3 years, once I kind of found this new sport of running that we can do as adults and, you know, to get rid of the dad bod that I was getting after surgery, I went on to run 6 more 5Ks, trying to get better each time over the course of 3 years. And with that, I really thought that meant I was a better runner. I even ran 4 5Ks sub 20 minutes from a time period, really like 3 years later, into my kind of 3 years into my running journey. And that was at age 34 for context here. So, looking back at that now, it's like, wow, sub 20 minute 5K. Like, I wish I can do that now, right? So what I didn't know though during that time is that really trying to push my body to run faster and be able to beat those times really would come at a cost. And it really came at a cost of me constantly getting injuries like proximal hamstring tendinopathy, runner's knee, posterior tibial tendinopathy, and plantar fasciitis. And I was frustrated because I was getting faster, but it was coming at this cost of constantly being injured. And as a running physical therapist, I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm getting injured. You know, I just felt like so defeated. It was like, this is like what I practice and preach. And I help runners who are like injured to get out of their injuries. But now I'm getting injured, right? Because I didn't know about really the six parts to growing in your running journey that need to be optimized so you can run strong and last long. So it wasn't until I went through all of those trials and tribulations and I had an epiphany and I really came up with this framework of these six parts that need to be optimized, which is mindset, strength training, run plan, nutrition, recovery, and a race strategy. And if you're listening to this, you most likely never knew growing as a runner really was dependent upon these six critical parts, but it does. And honestly, once I started to embrace this, this resolution like set me free. So like after I was able to master this and, you know, finally able to stay healthy for the past six, going on 7 years now, I was able to get PRs in the half marathon. I was able to run my first marathon. I was able to run three more marathons, getting faster with each one. I was able to complete the Disney Dopey Challenge at 48.6 miles in 4 days to kick off the new year and came within actually 4 minutes of my marathon PR for a race I wasn't even planning on racing. And it was a day after running a half marathon, right? And in April of this year, I just ran two straight weekend 5K races, running the fastest 5K that I've run in 8 years, which was when I was 36 years old. Right? So strength training, properly progressed run plan with periodization and injury prevention strategies really all played a key role. And not only am I improving as a runner at age 44, getting PRs, getting closer to my 5K PRs, but most importantly, I'm able to actually have running in my life consistently throughout the year to get in those mental clearing miles, which I definitely need, especially after this past weekend of another travel volleyball weekend with my girls, both girls, same tournament. These weekends are long, guys. This was like 12 hours, literally, in like a convention center, like exhibit hall. And if you've ever been to like a big conference, you know, imagine that exhibit hall is like already overstimulating. Now imagine that exhibit hall with 70 something, some of these tournaments, 120 volleyball courts and 120 volleyballs bouncing and 120 whistles going on at the same time. Like this is like overstimulation to like the nth degree. And I know my run this morning, wow, total silence, hearing birds chirp. Like I just needed mental reset, right? Like totally get my mind clear. And it's been key at really improving my overall mental and physical well-being getting in these runs. So I want you guys to be able to do this. And when you execute the six key parts that I just mentioned in your running journey, you're going to feel confident to get stronger and really stay healthy to enjoy the process of running again, training. And you know what? If you're like me and you like to test your fitness every now and again, then you're going to crush some races. And today we're talking about crushing some 5Ks. So make sure you actually grab our signature Spark Healthy Runner ebook, free resource, How to Grow as a Runner in 6 Steps, where I really detail those 6 steps with some additional training, resources, videos, and content that's really going to provide overall context to what I'm going to talk about today. So you can grab that wherever you're listening to this. It will be linked in the show notes, as well as our popular race day game plan download. I'm going to talk about that a little later that I utilized, but you can get our race day blueprint, 10 tips to crush your race. Or you can just go to learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com/race. So before I share my 6 tips for you to crush your 5K race, I just want to share kind of what I really shared with my social media audience on at Spark Healthy Runner Instagram page. And this was kind of like what I posted to give you a little flavor of what actually transpired last weekend. So it was, if you don't succeed, try again. And this was the fastest 5K since really 8 years ago. And I ran two weekends ago. I ran my first 5K race in over 2.5 years, and I was happy with the result, but not totally satisfied. I didn't quite hit the goal I set for myself, which was a sub 22-minute 5K, because the past 8 years, all the 5Ks I've done been in like the 23-minute mark. And it's been a while since I've done this. So the race that I ran two weekends ago, I really did give it my all. Trust me, I put the effort out there. I gave it my all, and I finished in just barely reaching that goal. And 22:03 was the final time. So last weekend, I was in Philly for one of my girls' volleyball tournaments. And when I found out that her last day, this was a three-day tournament, the Sunday, I found out that her play time, the time she had to be on the court was 11 a.m. on that last day. I jumped in a small 5K race the day before. So literally, I had a couple 5Ks. I was already scouting out in Philadelphia. And so I had a couple options to go to. They were all like smaller races. And this was the Penn Vet 5K. And it was at University of Pennsylvania campus, UPenn. Super small. First time they ever did this race. And, you know, they were figuring out the organizational side of things. It started definitely later than it was supposed to. But I understand. I totally get it. Smaller, you know, type setting and atmosphere. But it was really consisted of four loops around the sport fields. And I hit my sub 22-minute goal and actually finished fourth. However, guys, let me just tell you, like, that's not that impressive because there were only 82 runners. But my finish time was a 21-minute and 30-second 5K. And that was a 6:55 minute per mile pace. So that's really what really enlightened me to come on today to share with you some of my reflection of what I've been thinking about in terms of 5K training, because it has been a different mindset than what I've been thinking about for half marathon training the last 8 years, what I've been thinking about marathon training the last 3 years. And I really wanted to help you be able to conquer the 5K if you're really doing that for the first time, or if you're like me and you're like coming back to the 5K now after doing a bunch of half marathons and marathons, and now maybe you've heard that it might be a good thing to actually race some 5Ks during your marathon training, or even if you have marathon goals. So these are really my six tips for your 5K training and race. And the first tip is training and thinking in terms of training cycles. And this is something that I've really been intentional with the past 2 years. Last year, I did a 10K training cycle during coming out of my base building phase, right? So when I do most of my strength training, when I'm really not doing a lot of hard speed work or hard long runs, that's your base building phase. Coming out of that, I did a 10K training cycle last year, which I actually ran in Philly. And this year, I did a 5K training cycle because I even wanted to focus on faster running to try to get that speed in the legs. That's going to really be a lot different from when I really get into marathon training for my goal marathon race in the fall. And you need to prioritize and what we call periodization in your training. So you need to have these different cycles, whether it's a 12-week block, a 16-week block, and even an 8-week block. Because this, for me, was really a 6 to 8 week 5K focused training cycle. I already had the base built. I already had the mileage in there. It really just needed some fine tuning in terms of really being able to reap the benefits of this specific goal in getting a faster 5K time. So that's tip one, guys, is to actually dedicate a training cycle with the goal of training for a 5K. Not it's an afterthought and you're in the middle of half marathon training, in the middle of marathon training, and you're like, yeah, let me race a 5K and see if I got any faster. So being intentional with that.
And it really leads to my second tip, which is you need to have specific speed work sessions tailored to faster running and tailored to the 5K, because the 5K, you are running a lot faster. So for context purposes, right, my 5K training paces were pretty much around a 7-minute mark, right? 7-minute pace. My marathon pace and my marathon training that I did last marathon season was 8:15, 8:30, or 8-minute, right? So 8 something. So 5K training has me running literally a whole minute faster for that specific work. Now, what I don't mean, guys, and I don't want this to be misconstrued, is when I go out the door, I run a whole minute faster when I'm training for a 5K than when I'm training for a marathon. That is not what I mean. This morning when I went out the door, I was running at a 10-minute pace, 10:20, 10:30 minute pace, because I was doing an easy run. But you need to have these strategic speed work sessions that's tailored to faster running. So what does that look like? I'll give you a couple of examples of what my coach had programmed for me. Is actually getting the legs used to turning over at your 5K pace. Not only your goal pace, by the way, it should be related by your current level of fitness. So having a current level of fitness, like for me, I wouldn't say, oh, I want to get a 5K PR. Let me run 19 minute, like 5K, and try training at those paces, because I'm not at that level and can't train at those paces and most likely will get injured. So you need to do your current fitness level, and you need to have one day a week that you're dedicated to faster running at that level. There's a couple ways we could do this. We can actually do some specific tempo runs and actually not run them at your threshold pace like we talk about for most tempo runs, but you could run them at your 5K pace, essentially doing intervals. So repeated bouts of faster running at 5K pace with rest recovery in between. So for example, my coach had me, I just looked back at my training log and what I did like 3 weeks ago for speed work. I did 4 repetitions of quarter mile repeats at 5K pace. Essentially, that is repeat 400 meters on a track at my 5K pace, which for most of us is pretty close to your interval pace as well. So you might have heard us use that term before. So that's really, for me, again, my current fitness level around the 7, 650-ish range. So that's like faster running for me, right? And then what you can also do is do certain minutes, right? So a lot of times my coach will do like minutes. So sometimes she'll have me do like 4 by 2 minutes at 5K effort. Right? So I'm going to do 2 minutes on, and then the recoveries will vary depending upon the workout in terms of, am I jogging in between? Usually for a 5K effort, I am jogging in between, not walking. So kind of jogging, easy recovery. And we're repeating that 4 times. So you're getting the body used to running at that 5K goal pace. So you get used to that effort level. And then really, especially for the 5K, you need to get the legs used to running even faster than that. But obviously, you're not going to be able to hold that for longer. So like for this workout, I did 4 by 2 minutes at 5K effort. And then I did 8 by 30 seconds at mile effort. So like at a 6:19 pace. So faster than my 5K pace, just to get the legs turning over even more. So really to improve running form, get the legs turning over more, hold those paces a little bit longer. The other thing that my coach really added in is not only a lot of 5K specific work, but yes, faster running in there and doing some more like reps at faster running to really like push myself. Definitely always having one day of strides at the end of an easy run. So even though the run itself was an easy run, at the end, we're doing strides to get those legs turning over like we will do anyway to improve running form. But here it was even to get those legs turning over to, or even sometimes in my long runs, we kind of had what our Spark Healthy Runner team likes to call long runs with spice, right? So we added in some faster running in the long runs. So for example, kind of
what I did for my last long run with Spice before my 5K goal race was threshold intervals. So I did 3 8-minute intervals within a 12-mile long run. That, and I remember that day because I was actually in Atlanta to get that one in for another volleyball tournament. I had to go super early. It was pitch dark on the pathway there, but I got the run in. I only saw like 3 other runners. I definitely saw a couple other shady people who were still drinking from the night before. But I got that run in, and I remember that run because it was definitely hard. It was challenging to be able to hold 8 minutes at threshold, do it 3 times in the middle of a long run. So in those long runs, I had some faster running as well. So kind of a combination of threshold pace, definitely 5K pace. You need to lock in and feel like you know what it 5K pace feels like, because that also helps you for race day, that you've been there before. You know what it feels like to run at that pace. But then also doing some even faster, shorter intervals to get the legs really turning over. So that was, you know, some of the specific speed work that I added in this training cycle that looked very much different than marathon training in the fall. For marathon training, yes, you will do tempo runs and you will lock in on threshold pace. Some marathoners do interval paced and like faster paced work. Honestly, a lot of my master runners, any of us over 40 years old, and especially for the marathon distance and marathon training with the volume increase and the load and your weekly mileage, the long runs that are pretty hard on the body, I don't usually have my 40-something-year-olds do a lot of track repeats, faster 5K-specific work. It is really going to be mastering the threshold pace as well as marathon pace, which is going to be slower than your threshold pace. So you can get used to holding marathon pace, right? So for me, in my example again, that'd be holding an 8-minute pace, 8:15 pace over many miles, because that's what I'm going to have to do at the race, right? Versus just going out for an easy long run that I'm running at a 10-minute pace. So hopefully that makes sense to you. And if you have any questions, wherever you're listening to this, shoot me, drop your question. If you're listening to this on YouTube, drop it in the comment box. I will definitely answer it. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, you know, hit me up on whatever your best social is at Spark Healthy Runner. Shoot me a message. I'll be happy to answer your question. So you have to do specific speed work tailored to the 5K. And you want that dichotomy in what we're running throughout the week. So I ran faster, we run faster, but we recover well the next day with our easy run. That's run slow. It's not running like most of you, I'm gonna say the majority of you, like let's be honest, probably in my example, if you were at the same level of runner that I am, you would probably go ahead and run most of your runs throughout your week anywhere between 8:30 to a 9-minute pace, or a 7:30 to a 9-minute pace, I probably should say, right? As opposed to actually doing 7 and high 6s one day a week, and then 10-minute the other day, right? So it's the dichotomy in our training paces that's going to actually get you faster and keep you healthy, which is most important, because if you're not healthy, you ain't running faster, right? Let's be honest. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Tip 3, guys, is strength training. And you need to get in the gym. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, especially if you're 40 years old or older, like myself. Like, we need to strength train in order to strengthen our tendons, in order to strengthen our muscles. So when we try to get our bodies to go at 5K faster pace, which I just mentioned is going to be fast, it's going to feel hard, it's going to suck when you're doing it. Trust me, like I forgot that feeling and how it felt. And I just had myself reminded the last 2 weekends in a row. You're going super fast. So we need to strength train in order to bulletproof our body, right? And it is key for developing the solid foundation for which all running is built upon for months and years to come. A couple of keys to strength training is, you need to start where you're at. So if you've always done strength training, you've always been in the gym, that's going to be a different place than if you're brand new to strength training. And you need to learn how to activate run specific muscles first. Second tip, you need to lift heavy if you've done strength training before. If you haven't done strength training before, you should not be lifting heavy yet. We need to activate, gradually build up, eventually lift heavy. Three, always add in at least one single leg exercise each day to your strength workouts. And then four is you need to train with jump training. If you've done strength training before, we need our muscles to actually work plyometrically like how they're doing when we're running, because running is a series of hops from one foot to the other. So we actually strengthen tendons. And the most common injuries we see as runners is overuse injuries to our tendons. And how we prevent those injuries is by training our muscles and our tendons plyometrically. Okay, we're adding the load and the stimulus. So when we run, it's like, hey man, I've been here before. Like, I'm strong. I can withstand this. Like, I'm like Dwayne just went through this 5K training cycle at 44 and I'm totally healthy, right? Like, knock on some wood here, but I've been pretty good last couple of years. So I feel confident in saying that. So we need a strength train. All right. Got lots of resources for strength training. If you ever have questions on strength training, I'm always happy to answer them. Love talking strength training. Again, as I mentioned, I've been strength training since the college days and have been consistent in that. So that was always my first love before I fell in love with running. So tip four, guys, for you to crush your 5K training and your race is you need a race day game plan. What do I mean by that? You need to plan. You need to figure out, like, what time are you waking up? What time are you getting dressed? Like, what time is the race? And what I've found at both of these 5K races that I did, they were actually smaller races. So smaller races means you don't have like bib pickup the day before. You wind up going that morning. You need to pick up your bib, get your t-shirt, right? Put your bib on. Sometimes there's a line. There might only be one or two porta potties there, right? So you need to plan ahead. So you need a nice plan on like, what time are you waking up? When are you going to eat? And from the one mistake that I did make in the first race, I definitely ate too much before that first race because I was just used to like fueling for long runs and half marathon races and marathon races. For 5K race, guys, we don't need, as my shirt is saying right here, carbs give me spark. We didn't need as many carbs for a 5K race because we got glycogen stores in our liver that are actually going to be used for energy. We just need like a little bit of carbs. So don't go crazy because I definitely went overboard for that first 5K race and I didn't feel like light. And you know, it's like you want to feel light because you're running fast and it's only for a short period of time. So you want to feel as light as possible, but you need to have some carbs. So like for me, The second race that I did, I had my UCAN bar that I love. It's easily digestible. It's not too big. It's not going to make you feel like super full, but it's got some nice carbs that's going to give you energy and a little bit long acting energy. So like I ate my UCAN bar for 1 hour before my race. And then you got to put your gear on, right? So like for me, I got these like spark bib boards. I got to put them on my bibs, you know, look all good. I got to get my sunglasses ready. You know, I got my water bottle that I'll be taking little swigs of water as I'm warming up. So all of this stuff, guys, you want to outline and you want to lay it out. And we actually provide you a really structure of how to do that, of everything our team has thought about during races. And we call it our race day game plan, where it will literally tell you like eat blank, blank hours before, and you just fill in the time. Like, put this gear, you know, pick up your bib at this time, use the porta potty at this time. So you outline it and it just helps honestly decrease a little pre-race anxiety. You have to like go through all those steps, even though it's only a 5K race, you have to have those steps. And if your goal is to be able to run it fast and be able to perform well, you need to be like warmed up and you need to plan for all of that. So we're going to talk about warm up in a little bit, but you want to plan for all that and not be rushing to get to the start line. Because honestly, the first race I did, I was definitely rushing to get to the start line. And it did affect, I think, my performance a little bit on that day. So I want you guys to not have to make some of these little minor mistakes that I made this first go around in 2.5 years. So make sure you download the Race Day Blueprint I mentioned before. That's going to be linked wherever you're listening to this. I hope you are enjoying this episode and it is providing value for you. I wanted to take a brief moment to share a story of a real runner like you who is struggling with a common problem that you may be facing. Here is one of our athletes who got the guidance, support, and accountability from our Healthy Runner coaching team to get clarity and structure on the 6 steps to growing as a runner with personalized strength, nutrition, and run plans. I hope their story inspires you that there is hope to either get over your running injury or to continue getting faster or running longer so you can continue to get in those mental clearing miles and enjoy your running journey again. Here is their inspiring story.
I wanted to create this video to support the Spark Healthy Runner program and tell you a little bit about my experience with my knee pain. So before I started the program, I had horrible knee pain all throughout my 20s. I was in the military. We would run 5 miles, and after each run, I would have just severe pain until enough was enough. I started getting on my personal growth plan. I wanted to get my knee healthy, and that's where I found Spark Healthy Runner podcast. I began to listen to Dwayne on the podcast and liked what I heard. And I contacted Dwayne. He welcomed me into the program with open arms and set me up with a running program, a strength program, which totally reformed my body, perfect growth. Just loved every bit of it. Don't get me wrong. There were some difficult times, but he assured me that if I had stuck with the program, things would get better and my knee would get better. And look at me now. I just finished a 7-mile run in the beautiful PNW, and my knees feel great. Thank you so much, Dwayne.
I hope sharing that story inspired you and provided you some hope. If you want the one-on-one structure, accountability, and support from our Healthy Runner coaching team of experts, check out the behind-the-scenes video tour of our signature coaching program you just heard about, including other stories from runners who are just like you and were struggling with the same sticking points before they signed up for our program. Just head to learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com to learn more and book your strategy call with me today. Now let's get back into this episode.
And without further ado, let's get into tip number 5. And that's the warm-up. The 5K race, man, it requires a good warm-up. Like, it is super critical. And even if you're in your teens or in your 20s, you still need a warm-up. But if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, like, you need to warm up even more. You need to warm up. Our bodies take a while, honestly, to warm up and really feel like we can give that hard effort. And this is where I could have done a better job at that first 5K race. I even said in my post-race reflection to my coach, I was like, I definitely didn't hit this goal. I didn't warm up sufficiently. I didn't allow proper time. This time, though, second time was the charm, guys, in Philly. I made sure I warmed up because my hotel was literally 3 miles away from where the race was. So what did I do? I jogged over to the race. That was my warm up. So we want to make sure that we are doing at minimum 20 minutes of jogging, get the blood flow into the muscles, into the joints. And then you want to go through a dynamic warm up. You should have been doing a dynamic warm up all throughout your training. Definitely before your speed work sessions I mentioned earlier. You need to do that. So this all should be practiced, nothing new on race day, right? You've done it before. You go through your routine. You feel loose. I actually just met with my client right before I hopped on here. He was telling me he's gone through my 5-minute dynamic warm-up for the first time, and he's actually a run coach. So he's done his own little warm-up, and he's like, I've never felt better. Like, my body's never felt better, before my runs. So go through. I got my 5-minute dynamic warm-up on my YouTube channel. You have to activate muscles. You got to do some dynamic flexibility after you've gotten blood flow in there. So that's where the 20 minutes of jogging came through. For me, it was 30 minutes and I felt great with it. I took it super easy.
And then what we need to do after that is we need to prime the nervous system to actually be ready. So when the race starts, you know, you've actually been there before. So that's where faster running comes in. So you want to actually do four to five strides. And again, you would have done these in training. I mentioned them earlier after your easy runs, where you're going through this faster running for a short amount of time to get the legs turning over. I've also heard others in that warm-up I mentioned before, that 20-minute or 30-minute warm-up, of actually doing some longer intervals, maybe like a minute or two at like threshold pace, and just getting someone to feel like what it feels like to get the heart rate elevated a little bit more. Because when the race starts, guys, like, it really starts to suck. I'm not going to lie. And that's really where we're going to get into for tip six. But that warm up and adding in some smaller, shorter, faster elements of faster running. And again, this is if your goal is a 5K PR. And honestly, if your goal was to finish a 5K, I should have said this earlier, by the way, if this is like your first 5K you've ever run, and you're not doing faster speed work, and some of the stuff I've already mentioned to you has gone over your head, then where you want to start is actually our How to Start Running blueprint that we have. And it's a free ebook, downloadable, How to Start Running, the beginner runner, like handbook, essentially. Coach Cat, Coach Whitney and I have really put this together for you if you're brand new and this is like your first 5K. So go to learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com, get your How to Start Running ebook, because that's where you want to start. But if your goal is kind of faster, right, you want PRs, or you're like me, you want to bring back your glory days, right, to 10 years ago when you were able to get like sub 20 minute 5K, then we need to warm up thoroughly. We need to get the legs turning over, prime that nervous system too. Not only warm the muscles, warm the joints up, but prime the brain and the nervous system. So when you start running faster, it's like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, I've been here before. And I can't tell you how many people don't do a warm up at a 5K. And I'm like, this is crazy. Honestly, like literally I was the only dude, honestly, I felt like at this race that was warming up at all. And then the other race that I did, there was maybe like five people maybe warm up. And that one was colder. That one was like really, you know, that one was like upper 30s, lower 40 degrees. And these people are warming up, but then they're going out and expecting to run like super fast for 3.1 miles. That just doesn't work, guys. So longer warm up than your traditional half marathon, and definitely your marathon. For most marathoners, we don't even recommend a warm up. It's kind of like, the race strategy is the first 6 miles is your warm up. You're easing into it. But for a half marathon, 10K, you know, you've probably done a warm up, but it's usually shorter. 5K, think longer warm up. All right. That was tip five. Warm that body up. Tip six, guys, 5Ks are harder on the mind than it is the body, honestly. And it's like crazy. Like, I forgot, honestly, how painful 5Ks are to race. It's like weird. I think I blocked it out of my mind because I haven't gone there in 2.5 years, but they suck. Like, honestly, like I'll race a marathon any day to not feel like that. I'm going to call it quote unquote pain. And it's like, I can't even describe it. It's that like sinking deep feeling in your chest, in your gut, in your abdomen. It just feels like it sucks. It just feels like it's what it feels like when you take your heart rate and basically redline. You're like taking yourself to the max point. Your heart rate is essentially reaching its max ability, which it's impossible, or you would definitely hit the wall if you tried to do that in a marathon and even in a half marathon. Sometimes late half marathon, like the final sprint, you know, I can get my heart rate up there, but for 5K, you're really getting it up there and it just sucks. It really does. So what you need to do, if you haven't been there for a while, like me, is you need to like callus that brain, meaning you need to actually feel some of that sucky pain during training, during those faster speed workouts I mentioned before. And you need to be ready for your mindset and your mental strategies that you are going to implement in your race. And you need to practice those in training. So those are usually like our fight mantras, right? So like, what are you going to say to yourself when your body's telling you to slow down? Because this absolutely sucks. This just feels terrible, right? That's what your brain is going to say to your body and yourself. It's going to be like, slow down. What is going on? Like, we're about to, you know, overheat here, right? It's like overdrive. So what are you going to do? What are you going to say? What are the phrases you're going to say? What are the words you're going to say? They're going to keep you going, right? So like, you are strong, you are fast, right? Like, that's a common one for me. Everyone's mantras are different. They need to like relate to you. Every second counts, or, you know, really distraction is another way that you can actually trick the brain into forgetting about the pain and just start counting, like doing the counting exercise and counting to 10 and just focusing on that. Focusing on people in front of you, trying to actually bring them in, reel them in. It's like going fishing, right? You're like reeling them in and you're just focusing on them. Or you're like a magnet and you're just going to attract to that person. And you're just focusing on that singlet. You're not focusing on pace. You're not focusing on how much it sucks and it feels like it sucks. But you need to practice those, because I'm not going to lie, I was slightly rusty for the first one. I didn't feel like I was as fine-tuned as I am when I'm marathon training and I'm doing like those long runs and long runs with Spice, and you really need to like train the brain. This speed work was definitely hard that I was doing, but I would say I probably, and I think my body is a little bit more adapted to the faster, shorter stuff than it is like this, the longer. I don't know if that's changed. I would like to believe it's actually changed the last couple of years. But it really did. It sucks. I'm not going to lie, guys. So you need to be ready for that suck, and you need to like get ready for it. Because if you're not, and your mind's not ready for it, it like hits you, and it's hard to recover. And it's such a short race that you really can't recover if your mind's like totally out of it and you can't like push to that next level. So that's definitely, you know, my last tip is really, you need to train the mind, and it is going into the race. You need to approach your race strategy as, this is going to be more of a test of my mind than what my body can do. Because most of us, and if we think about it, right, like I mentioned early in my running journey, this was definitely like not training properly. You know, I don't know. I was probably running like 15 miles a week, maybe. Like, I ran essentially the same exact 5K time that I just ran. It was what, like 21:20, I believe. And I did it out of sheer just like, you know, not knowing anything and just like pushing my body, not the training that I had in my legs. And, you know, that can only take you so far, right? Like, eventually the body will get injured because it's not trained properly. So you can will yourself, I guess is the message here for tip 6, is you can will yourself to like a really fast 5K. And just realize that's going to be harder on your mind than it is your body. So bonus tip for you guys, and this was awesome because my coach, shout out Steph, gave me this tip, was set your watches to a quarter mile auto lap. Instead of, most of you probably have it defaulted to every mile, it will like beep and it will tell you your pace. For a 5K race, you need to stay present every single quarter mile. Like, you can't get lazy. Like in a half marathon, a marathon, you can kind of get a little lazy in those middle miles, drift off, but then you have so much time to like make up for that, right? And you know the strategy for the half marathon is going to be that final kick right at mile 10, or in a marathon at mile 20. For a 5K race, guys, it is a different strategy than what we've talked about before in terms of those other distances. It is really maybe the first quarter mile, take out slightly conservative. When I say slightly conservative, I'm talking like 5 seconds of minute per mile pace. Whereas like sometimes when we do half marathon or marathon strategies, I'll give my clients like a difference of 20 or 30 seconds. right? From like what their goal pace is. For a 5K, that first quarter mile maybe is 5 seconds slower than what our goal pace is. So take that first quarter mile a little conservative. And that's something too, honestly, that I noticed in both of these races. I still went out even too fast because you have to go out fast and you know you have to go out fast. And it can be a little too fast. And part of the reason was I was asked this dude who was just standing at the start line with me. I was like, what do you plan on running it? He was like, 7 minute pace. I'm like, so am I. Cool. So I was like, all right, yeah. And I didn't know the course. Like I mentioned, it was like laps around like sport fields. And I'm like, I don't even know the turns. It's a small race. There's going to be no one directing you. Here I'm like, the worst thing I'm thinking about is like, I don't want to be in front and like not know where to go. Do I make a left? Do I make a right? Like, where do I go? So I'm like, I'm going to follow this dude. He's running the same pace as I'm running. So I let him go first. I'm following behind him, but he's like, he was going at like a 6 minute pace. So I like, look, I got that first quarter mile and that was like a 6:15. I was like, oh dang. So I had to just back it off a little bit. You don't want to back off too much, back it off a little bit and then just like keep pushing. But really the strategy for a 5K is that first quarter mile is a little bit slower and then you want to lock into your goal pace. And then really when you get down to the last half mile, it's like, okay, here's where you push. And it's like, you can do anything hard for literally 2 or 3 minutes, right? So you need to tell yourself like, okay, I can push for 2 or 3 minutes. And that's like what gets you through. And just get you through the suck, honestly. So there's not too much pacing strategy for a 5K as there is for some of the longer distances. It's kind of like get out, hold on, keep it, and you know, will yourself to that finish line. So hopefully that bonus tip was helpful to set the auto lap feature on your watch. So it beeps every quarter mile and you're like, you can get an idea of where your pace is. And if you're locking in on that race pace, all right. So just recapping, guys, all you learned today and what we covered during this 5K training and race strategy episode is really tip one is 5K training cycles. Add it in to your yearly calendar. Trust me, I've done this the last 2 years now, and already I am pleasantly surprised and I really enjoy it. Number one, it prevents burnout. Number two, it keeps you healthy. Number three, it focuses on weaknesses that you have as a runner. If you're only training for marathons or only training for half marathons. So think about adding in a 5K training cycle. Tip two, you got to have 5K specific speed work in there if your goal is to get faster and hit that PR. Tip three, you got to strength train. Tip four, your race day game plan. You got to have a plan. So remember, download your free PDF, your guide. You fill it out. Literally, you can fill it out. We have it all laid out for you. And tip five is you got to warm up and a lot longer than you're used to warming up for other distances. And even I'm going to add to that, you got to cool down as well. So when you have your muscles going at that hard effort, like we want to kind of cool them down. And so for me, I ran 3 miles back to my hotel in Philly. So yeah, that day was like a total of a 9 mile day. And that counted as my long run for the week as well. So you got to cool down. You got to make sure you're getting kind of like shaking out all the metabolites in the muscles that have formed. Flush it out, right? All the waste products. So it really keeps the blood flow going, kind of gradually bringing the heart rate down so you can cool down as well. The warm-up's the most important, but I didn't mention it before, so I'll mention it now. You got to cool down for these 5K races. Don't just get to the start line, race, stop, and just chat with friends. Like you got to go for a run after, let things cool down, and then chat with friends. Tip six is it's harder on the mind than the body. So work on strengthening your mental muscle. All right. And your mindset and implementing some of the mental strategies that we've talked about before, whether it's mantras, whether you're doing some imagery, visualization, meditation, all of those strategies can help kind of strengthen the mind so you can perform better as an athlete. And 5K races are no joke, guys. And if you've been training and racing half marathons and marathons like I have these past 3 years, they do require a different set of mental prep skills and strategy. And really, what I posted in Instagram after that first race is, you know, even though I didn't quite meet my goal for that first 5K race in 2.5 years that I ran, there was a lesson that I wanted to impart. So I figured I'd share it with you guys here today because you probably didn't see it on Instagram. And if you didn't, then maybe you should start following the @SparkHealthyRunner account on Instagram, because I will definitely share some more personal like training reflections as I'm going through the training process that I don't always share here, whether it's the podcast or the YouTube channel. So if you want a little bit more of that intimate look, or, you know, some of the behind the scenes stuff that I'll post in stories, is just me kind of like reflecting on my journey and training, which could be helpful for you. So this is what I shared after that first 5K race, that I felt like, you know what, I accomplished something, but I didn't quite meet the goal. So this was, it was really imparting on you that it's critical that we reflect back and see the progress that's been made over time. And as runners, we tend to focus on the present, which can be a good thing to stay in the moment most of the time, right? But we also need to think about the journey and reflect over time, which is usually measured in months, in training cycles, and most likely years. And if you're lacing them up consistently and staying healthy and able to get those mind-clearing miles in, then be damn proud of that. And like, I commend you. So if you like to challenge yourself like I do and put all your hard work to the test at a race, then make sure you have some grace with yourself. If you don't see the number that you were hoping for at the finish line, one day that number will come and it will feel that much more sweeter. Because you persisted, you demonstrated grit, and continued moving forward, literally one step at a time, learning and growing in your running journey. And I know a sub 22 minute 5K will come for me soon enough, and I hope the same happens for you with your running goals. And that is what I posted literally 1 week before I ran a sub 22 minute 5K, right? So now after this past 5K in Philly, I really posted about feeling so much gratitude and really kind of satisfied to put a little bow, honestly, on this 5K specific training block as I segue into quote unquote official half marathon training for the next 6 weeks. And it is a little different than what we usually recommend for maybe some of our, you know, runners who are maybe not so far in the journey that I'm in with consistent running, consistent strength training. We usually recommend a nice 12-week block. But as I mentioned before, for this 5K training block, I was doing 12-mile long runs. I've been doing that in my base building phase already. I've been running 30-something miles and even did some 40-mile weeks during this time period. So it's not about me building volume for half marathon training. And that's why really the focus in these next 6 weeks is now a little bit more specific on getting longer duration for my tempo runs, my threshold pace, and doing some half marathon specific speed work into my speed work training. So remember to embrace the losses. For me, that first 5K attempt was kind of a loss. And I embraced it. I sat with it. I was definitely disappointed. Like, I didn't see 3 seconds faster. So I saw 21 on the clock. That's just how our brains work. I'm being completely honest with you. But then embrace the wins. And we learn from each of those. Remember that, right? Reflect, embrace, and love the journey. Because I know I am. And you know, you guys are here dedicated. You've listened to this episode and, you know, congrats to yourselves because you took the first step in becoming healthier as a runner. And remember, the next step is to get your free download of the 6 Steps to Grow as a Runner ebook. Learn from that. Get your race day checklist and race day game plan. That's going to help you prepare for your 5K race. And then perform strength training consistently on a weekly basis. And then start feeling stronger, healthier, and more confident in growing as a runner and conquering your next running goal. And if you don't know how to integrate strength training and 5K specific training into your busy schedule, and you want clarity, focus, accountability, and support, that's exactly what we do within our Spark Healthy Runner coaching program. We teach you how to grow as a runner in those six steps that I mentioned before, so you can actually implement everything. And we structure it all out for you and be able to get it done and have that support of a coach who's going to guide you each step of the way. If you want to learn more about that, just go to learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com/coaching. And I will certainly drop that link in the show notes as well. Lastly, guys, if you learned anything today from my 5K reflection, lessons learned, training and race day tips, if you don't mind, copy the link wherever you're listening to it. Share it with a running friend of yours who's running a 5K soon. I'd appreciate that. I want to be able to reach more runners, teach them the way, show them the way that we can do this while staying healthy, while improving as we actually get older in age. It is possible. So don't just, you know, feel like you can never run as fast as you did in your 30s or 20s. Like I'm living proof of that, right? Like I mentioned, I'm learning and growing. I don't know it all, but I can share with you what I have learned along the way, what I've learned along the journey, what I work on with the clients that I work with on a one-on-one basis. And I want to be able to reach more runners to really bring awareness that there is a way to train for this the right way. So thank you in advance for doing that, sharing it with your running network of friends. I greatly appreciate you guys. As always, let's maintain a strong mind, a strong body, and let's just keep on running. Until next time. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Healthy Runner Podcast, where we help you get stronger, run faster, and enjoy lifelong injury-free running. If you found this content valuable, here's 5 ways we can help you grow as a runner for free. 1, grab a free copy of my Spark Blueprint at learn.sparkhealthyrunner.com. 2, follow my Instagram page at Spark Healthy Runner. 3, join my free group by searching Healthy Runner on Facebook. 4, subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/sparkhealthyrunner. 5, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more experts in the running field and bring those lessons back to you here. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcast or the follow button on Spotify so you don't miss the next episode of Healthy Runner, so you can maintain a strong mind, a strong body, and just keep running. Lastly, if you've been struggling with the constant injury cycle, not eating the right foods for running, or not getting faster as a runner, and you are ready to invest in becoming a lifelong injury-free runner, head to sparkhealthyrunner.com to apply for a one-on-one signature coaching program. Thank you again. I mean it from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate you for listening and sharing this podcast with a running friend who can use the help. Now go and crush your run today. See you next week.